Dean Murfin joins us from Bathurst. Morning to you, Dean.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. In fact, I'll give it a little plug. We're looking forward to being at Bathurst in a couple of weeks. We're doing a drought week again for our Sky Sports radio audience coming up starting on Tuesday week. We're going to do Tamworth, we're going to Nyngan, we're going to Dubbo and Bathurst on the way. So we're looking forward to that in a couple of weeks. How is the weather? Is it, I guess it's cold, but is it turning wet for you, Dean?
There is a bit of rain, Andrew, and this morning it says the temperature there is, it feels like minus 7.2. So, very heavy frost, ice over on the track.
Minus 7.2, Duff. I might have to do a rethink about doing the early morning there from Bathurst.
I think you better start up another direction there, Andrew. It's not your cup of tea.
No. Anyway, we look forward to being there in a couple of weeks. A couple of decent chances here, Duff, for Dean.
Yeah, Dean, a couple of nice geldings resuming here. They both trialled in the same heat there. I am Capitan. He has some nice form lines last prep.
Yeah, Ron, he's a beauty, actually. He comes up to these highway races and puts in every single time. He's a little bit of a Tom Melbourne in these races. He can run placings in them, but he just hasn't been able to crack one. But he finds, probably a weaker highway today than he has run in the past and stronger ones he's been in and performed well. So, you know, I usually trial him twice before he has a first-up run. He's only had the one this time. It was a little bit soft, but he's working pretty solid and he looks terrific, the horse, and he's ready to go.
He has had a lot of wet track experience. What's your thoughts on that?
I trialled him one day at Bathurst, and you'll see, if you're looking at the form, it says that the track was a soft seven or something, and he won the trial and beat schedule, and a good one again. And the track was a bog, absolute. You know, it had chopped right up. It had rained, you know, in the last couple of races, and he handled it absolutely beautiful. But that was just under trial conditions. But the day he won, he ran second to She Knows at Randwick. It was a soft seven that day, and that's probably one of his better Sydney runs. So I think he'll handle it pretty well.
Okay, he seems to map okay there from that draw as well.
Yeah, he should be able to get the run of the race. He's got good tactical speed, and you can place him wherever you want. He'll be in a nice forward position somewhere, and he's got an in-form apprentice on him, so you should get a good run. Mm.
Is this other horse a bit of a forgotten horse, Electrified? He sort of resumes off two very, very nice wins there. So resumes off two wins. His trial was pretty good in the same heat.
Yeah, look, his trial was terrific in the same heat. I was watching a show on Sky the other day and they picked him out in the trial and they were watching the wrong horse. They were talking about him being in the pink colours, but he was actually in the orange colours. and I was smiling when I was watching that. Look, Greg Ryan come back and told me he's a really, really nice horse. And he'll win a highway first up if he finds the right race. And, you know, Greg's a good judge. And Matthew Carl, I gave him a few runs without blinkers. And Matt, I was telling Matt he goes all right. And Matt said, I think he's not much good. And we stuck some blinkers on him. And then Matt said to me, he'd never ridden a horse that had improved so much. You know, overnight, virtually. It was the making of the horse. So he's got the blinkers on today. I've only put him on him once this whole prep. You know, if he never does any stuck work or anything like that in him. And so he'll have the monitors in today. And he's probably the nicest horse in my barn, actually. But, you know, he's a young, progressive horse, and it's not easy to win these races at your first attempt.
No. What about today? Is there much between them?
I wouldn't think so. I'll probably be having $10 on Electrified, actually, if I have a little bet. And there's a bit of a tip around for the other one, but I really like the horse. I think he's a horse that's going to go places, and I'm really excited to see what he does today.
Beauty. Good luck with them both.
Yeah, thanks, Ron. I appreciate it.
Good on you, Dean. And did you say it was minus 7.2?
Yeah. It says minus 4, feels like minus 7.2. So very, very cold. And we've
it
got
is
a week
very cold.
Actually, it's been like it the last few days. You have these little skits there. And so, you know, you wear tacky pants under your jeans and a few jackets and a beanie or two and you'll be right.
You'll
be right, Andrew.
I'm starting to think maybe we need to look around somewhere a bit different. No, we'll be there. We'll be brave, and as I say, we'll be there in a couple of weeks. Good on you, Dean. Good luck today.
Oh, Andrew. Thanks, mate.